So tell us about your new vehicle.
What do you want to know about it?
Everything.
It's a Chevrolet. It's a 3/4-ton Chevrolet Silverado.
But wait, isn't Big Fatty touring the USA in a Chevrolet?
He's in a red, though. You ever hear of a Chevrolet red?
No. What's that? He's in a red.
That's what they call it.
Really?
It's a fattyism.
Do you remember that commercial? See the USA in your Chevrolet.
The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. With fields of golden wheat pass in review. Weather traveling lighter with the load that's heavy. Performance is sweeter.
Oh, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy.
So make a date today to see the USA.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But wait, isn't Big Fatty
3/4-ton fattyism?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2574 of the BFO for Monday the 18th of October, 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, which included cabbage and Big Fatty tootin'. Lots of tootin', too. Solas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your camisolas, because y'all, Big Fatty, why are you touching yourself like that? Oh, just because, y'all, we're not getting just a, not just a, more than just a taste of all. Y'all, it is camisole weather. Y'all, it's just fabulous. Y'all, I'll tell you more about it, but y'all, I can just tell you, y'all, it's an amazing change of seasons, at least for Big Fatty. Now I know Miss Lala, Lauren hates fall. Big Fatty's because she's having trouble getting up. No. The season. Oh, that's very different. It's true. but y'all. I think many people enjoy the change of seasons from summer to fall. And y'all, I think it's time, it's at least in my mind, it's time to put bygones behind us. You know, you move forward. Yes, Big Fatty. And, it's time to refresh your mind and your body, and just, y'all, just, but keep, y'all, make it better for yourself to just move forward and forget and forgive and, you know, all those things that they teach you in the vacation Bible school. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, like making the plaster of Paris hands and the popsicle stick jewelry box and the piggy bank made out of the Clorox bottle. Well, I didn't really think you'd go that way. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and the good cream-filled cookeries with the Kool-Aid. Oh, Big Fatty, that happens in the summer. Never mind. I'm putting that behind me, and I'm moving into the fall. Oh, you may have to help me get up. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
here to see y'all today. Today is the 18th of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person many, many times. They've stayed here at the villa. In fact, the Nip and I saw him and his other half out there in the Palm Springs just a few weeks ago. Y'all, just one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Y'all, I am talking about, of course, none other than Ron the Heart Daddy. Oh, Big Daddy, we love Ron the Heart Daddy. We do indeed. And, you know, I'm just telling you, one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Big Daddy, when are we going to get him to retire and move to Fat Acres? Well, you know, that is the question. The question of the hour. Big Fat, I didn't know there was a question every hour. No, well, there isn't. But y'all, if you see the Haunt Daddy on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, in addition to getting a big old bottle of Kettle One, I hope he also gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, guys, y'all, let's see what happened over the week. Y'all, we've got a boiled peanut, not just a peanut gallery. We got the boiled peanut gallery today. Young Nicholas and the Nip are both here at the villa. They'll probably be sticking their Betty, we don't need to hear about what they're gonna be sticking. But anyway, so if you hear voices, oh, Big Fatty, everybody that listens to this little show is always hearing voices. But anyway, y'all, telling you about the weekend. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. And on Thursday evening, y'all, I cooked cabbage. Be ready. I cooked some cabbage and I cooked some squash and just cooked them down. And y'all just going to have those for good old Southern cooking for the weekend. And y'all then on Friday, Big Fatty, what is that noise in the background? Oh, that's the boiled peanut gallery. Yes, Big Fatty. I had cabbage because I knew everybody was coming over for Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, you know, it always needs to be a toot fest, Fatty. And so I had cabbage for my brufkus is what I had, along with the last of the country ham, Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. But y'all, Friday and Saturday, y'all, it's hot. It's hot. And so it wasn't pleasant nipple walking. It wasn't the worst, but it was just hot. But I did get my walking in, and y'all then on Friday night, y'all, everybody was here. Well, young Jonathan wasn't here. He had to work, or so we thought, he stopped by later in the evening after everybody was leaving. So, anyway, he missed out. Y'all, we had the... Mr. Pickle was here, and I just want to just say, Mr. Pickle sent me a kid. He went to the homosexual pride over there in the Atlanta, and he's just Big Fatty, just leaving Georgia after a long Pride Atlanta weekend. Glad you made it back from your trip safely. See you soon, Mr. Pickle. Mr. Pickle, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And I got to see you on Friday night. Y'all, he brought a friend. We'll call him the Lumberjack. At least that's what the Nip called him. The Lumberjack, this was his first Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, it was lovely. Y'all, I think he's got a wooden leg, cause y'all, he was putting away some food, be Fatty Vulgar, and y'all, it was just lovely. We had tater tots, and I had made the ground beef and the cheese and the rotel mixture, and had the salsa and the cheese and the sour cream. You could doctor up your tater tots, and y'all. Then we had the nuggets, and y'all, the chicken nuggets, and we had the for dessert. We had the chocolate covered peanuts. Oh, big fatty, and. But y'all, entirely too much was consumed, both liquid and solid. Big fatty, I didn't know you had a solid. No, anyway. Y'all, everybody left early. Granny left before 8 o'clock, and everybody else was, they were off for bigger and better things by 8:30. And anyway, y'all, it was quiet night. y'all, then on Saturday, let's see, what did I do on Saturday? Oh, y'all, the Nip came by, and y'all, we went to the home decorating warehouse. It's called At Home, and we walked through because they had the Crema stuff up, and they had the the Halloween-y stuff was all but gone, and the fall pumpkin festival stuff was about gone too. But y'all I found a Crema ornament for my tree. You know, all the ointments need to mean a little something. Y'all, they had a feather. And a big fatty, why the hell would you want a feather ornament? Well, here's a hint. Big Fatty, how could I have forgotten your theatrical debut in that Forrest Gump? Big Fatty, I heard you they were gonna make a sequel, but you're gonna be the star of it. Please pray tell if you've seen an advanced script. Yes, Big Fatty, the working title is Forrest Dump. So I got me a feather. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all then Saturday evening had some more cabbage, and young Nicholas and the Nip, y'all, they stopped by, and y'all, we watched the sports ball game. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves, they beat the Roger Dodgers out there in Atlanta. Y'all, it's an exciting game. Enjoyed watching that, and y'all, I did not open the windows on Saturday night because it was going down into the mid-50s, but it wasn't going to hit that until about 7 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, I just decided to sleep in my normal comfort on Saturday night. But y'all, Sunday night, those windows are going to be open. Yes, Big Fatty, and that electric camisole is going to be cranked up. You got it right, because, you know, we can't let the Tootsies get cold. And y'all, on Sunday, I went out and I did the walk around Fat Acres to get a count of the gay crema and the fall decorations. Y'all, we're up to 195 houses with either the Halloweeny or the fall decor. y'all, that's good. And y'all then this afternoon, I've been just doing a couple of little things. Y'all did have been doing the Sudokus without a problem. You did the five Sudoku. Y'all didn't. It really wasn't difficult. I mean, it took a while, but it wasn't difficult. I was able to get it. And be ready, vulgar. And y'all then talked to Olive, and told him I would be coming by on Monday. Y'all, we need to shut down Miss Kitty's cellular telephonic device. Olive wanted to keep it open for a while in case there were calls, and he wanted to go through the contacts and things like that. So, but we're to the point where shut it down. Yes, Big Fatty, shut it down. And it's going to be doing that. And y'all, and this coming week, y'all, I've got to go to the dermatologist. The dermatologist for my annual appointment, and that's going to be Thursday afternoon. Y'all, that's also the day of the full moon. Who in their right mind schedules a medical appointment on a full moon? Big Fatty, no one, since you did. Well, that's true. And anyway, y'all, it's just been a lovely weekend. It really has. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, gosh, now y'all, I have given this a lot of thought, and I haven't made a 100% decision on this, but y'all, I don't think I'm going to be doing a BFO Cremacods this year. I think last year I just kind of cleaned out the inventory of the old cards, and y'all, it's just with the way the post office and all is going now, you know, they're just arrived so late and everything. Big Fatty, you have never gotten a crema card out on time in all the years you've been doing it. Well, that's probably true, but y'all, I think I'm just gonna take a break this year, and so y'all, it doesn't mean that Big Fatty's not gonna read your cards and publicize them on the air. It's just your card from me is just gonna be a audio card. Big Fatty, you're nothing but a cheap ass. Music sounded familiar. I just can't put my finger on it. Well, y'all, that's the music that we used to use for spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, I sure do wish old Spotting Crazy bring Spotting Big Fatty back. Y'all, it gave me some of my best kerfuffles. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Speaking of kerfuffles, we hadn't heard one from Jimmy Bear in forever. It's true. Y'all, you know, it's the season of miracles coming up. And y'all, speaking of miracles, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the Enormous. Y'all, they were down at the corner of the bar. Y'all, anything you come out of that?
But wait, isn't Big Fatty
3/4 ton fattyism?
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Well, he's probably up to a full ton fatty is a big fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.